Training Camp Central is powered by XFIT.
Here we are again with Camp Breakdown. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer. We're going to focus on the defensive line, and it's a 3-4 defense, so fewer defensive linemen than we'd have in a 4-3 setup, but 7 out of the 10 guys have 3 years or less experience, so it's a young group. The oldest veteran on the bunch is Mitch Unrein, a John Fox favorite in his 6th season with the Chicago Bears, now in his 2nd season with the Bears. So overall, it's a young group and an exciting group. Where do you want to begin? Like, what are you looking for here, Tom?
I'm looking for depth, because even though you talk about a 3-4 and you talk about three starting defensive linemen, right now when you look, it's Mitch Unrein, it's Eddie Goldman, and Akeem Hicks, and that's a good group to start with. They bring a lot of power, size, and speed with them. But where is that development going to go after that, Jeff? And that's what you really need to see. You need to see one of these second-tier guys really stand above the rest of them. You have draft choice Jonathan Bullard, who's really shown signs of brilliance here early in camp. He's got explosiveness, he's got athleticism, he's got good intelligence after the ball is snapped. But then you talk about a group of guys like Ego Ferguson, you got Will Sutton, you got Cornelius Washington. Which one of those guys are going to stand above the rest? Because no matter if you're starting a 3-4 defensive line, you still need 6 guys on game
day.
And you need them to be active, you need them to be fresh, and you need them to get after the quarterback. So is there going to be another guy waiting in the wings to come in here and be a big-time contributor? Because, again, you talk about depth here and how it did struggle during the season last year, and you had completely different starting defensive line than you started the season with at the end of the year. They just need to develop quality depth.
Yeah, you know, you never can have too many up front. Never, never. I think of the Giants of a few years back winning the Super Bowl. They just came at you in waves. They had 8 guys that could actually start on entertainment. That's how deep they were. Now, that's not the case just yet, but you want to come up with packages. You want to come up with a speed package. You want to come up with a power package. So all these guys have to have some of that versatility. You speak of Bullard. You know, his get-off, if you go back and look at his college tape on a pass rush, was impressive, his first step off the line of scrimmage. But as a run defender, also very, very strong player, I am really intrigued by what this guy can bring to the table.
Me too, but, you know, defensive line coach Jay Rogers challenges these guys every practice. And if you don't come out here and you bring effort to the practice field, you're not going to get an opportunity to play. And I think that's one of the key elements in developing talent here on the defensive line, is making sure your defensive line coach comes out here and has high expectations for these guys and the effort they got to bring.
Second-year player Eddie Goldman, I feel that arrow is going way up. He's come back quite serious about what he wants to be in the broader scope, being a Bear, for example. Charter franchise in the NFL, it means a lot to him. I see that as a guy to keep an eye on for making a quick ascension.
But what we've learned early about free agent Akeem Hicks, he brings a lot of enthusiasm along with size. 6'5", 325 pounds, plays with great aggressiveness, great enthusiasm. And when you watch him out here on the practice field, when he gets through the offensive line, he's in the quarterback's face. He's proud of it.
Yeah, he is. And he's also chasing plays 40 yards downfield with full effort and being enthusiastic about it. I think it's a really good key group to keep an eye on over the course of this season. It's going to be fun to watch. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching, and keep it here on ChicagoBears.com for more on Training Camp 2016.